For the next hour, Dick visits with area high school coaches. Now here's Dick with the Coaches Show.
Good morning and welcome to the Lackawanna Valley Culture Show. Dick Newman bringing you the report this morning, and Paul Ramos at the control panel. I'm going to say this a little later in the show, as we taped Tony Smith and didn't know if we're going to put football on first or we're going to start with John Sherbin cross country. So you're going to hear the opening again later on when we turn our attention to football. But John Sherbin, welcome back, John.
Yeah, good to be back.
Good. Let's introduce your team once again, or your teams for the boys and the girls.
Yeah, we have 43 kids out this year again, so we've got good numbers again, mix and match. So, you know, it does help to have with our strengths and our weaknesses, you know, what we've got. You know, if you look at, we've got our seniors, we've got Ian Allpress, who's one of our captains. Grace Haglund is also one of our captains. Isabel Sherman, captain. Emily Kennedy, Tristan Rochelle. And Lucas Alonso, that's one of our foreign seniors from Brazil. Juniors, Anika Trigas, and Colby Duth, Devin Fernals, Gavin Fernals, Georgia Will, Mike Wall, Ryder Drugsma, Austin Collin, Isabel Stender, Reagan Johnson, Griffin Johnson. Sophomores, Ezekiel Sather, Josie Sherp, Jack Kennedy, Alex Stitt, Evan Haglund, Darius Bensky, Rachel Lund, Brandon Krosh, Caleb Johnson. Freshmen, Peyton Sterrerud, Mason Raymer, Kate Nalpress, Emma Tenhoff, Ryan Lund, Lucas Vosick. Eighth graders, Anika Fernals, Taylor Shelstead, Justin Perkins, Ethan Hersom, Isaac Howard, Jordan Perkins, McKaylee Wente, Gavin Stoltz. Seventh graders, Atuna Spike, I'm not sure to say the last name, James Weber, Charlie Will, and Eli Haglund. So, we've got a really nice mix of young and old there, and so it's fun.
Yeah, a lot of familiar names, and then a few new names that will become familiar. And, of course, you lost some very, very good runners through graduation, but that's how things go. So you're just reloading again.
Yeah, we're reloading on the boys' side. You know, it's tough to lose a Kaiser Friedley, who was fifth in state last year. You know, he's going to run for NDSU, I know. He's got to meet up at Fargo next week, and next Friday that they're running. And Elijah would also run there, so you know, we lost him and Stephen Martin out of our seven. And on the girls' side, we lost George Sterr, who was also running for Northern State out at Aberdeen. So we've lost some good kids that really have helped us on the varsity. So, but that's the way it is. You reload, and we've got enough depth, and we'll be fine.
Yep. Well, you've been practicing like everybody else for a couple weeks, and it's time to get into competition right away. It happens in 2 days on Monday up in Morris, the annual event up there.
Yeah, Morris is going to be a good one. Again, unfortunately, looking at the weather, it's going to be a warm one. Hopefully, our kids that were listening, we talked in practice the last couple of days about hydrating. Again, sometimes it goes one ear and out the other, and sometimes they do actually soak in. They understand it. You just never know what you... You know, we work with high school kids. I mean, they're going to remember things, they're not going to remember things. So, that's the biggest thing you've got to handle. So, it's going to be a good meet up there. We're going to see a lot of the old Section 6A schools. We're going to see on the boys' side, it's going to be good for us. We're going to see a West Central team. You know, we were fourth in state. They were, I think, sixth. We flip-flopped in the preseason rankings. They're fourth, we're sixth, so that'll be a good. They return their whole core. But the nice thing is with our core, we're older. Because, you know, we ran eighth graders, ninth graders on that varsity team that's with Kaiser. So we're going to start showing a little bit that hopefully they got that seasoning that's going to help us there. And the girls' side, we'll see Corey and things like that, and also West Central. So, you know, it's a good start just to find out where we're at and go from there.
And then Thursday, you have the annual Lackawanna Invitational at the Appleton Golf Course. That's an annual event as well.
Yeah, that's a good one. We always get the Appleton one, and we get there early, and we get the Madison one in September, so it's kind of nice to get in both towns and get a little bit of exposure up in both towns, but the kids, you know, people see the kids. And so, you know, that'll be a fun one up there. We'll see some other schools. You know, we'll see more of our local schools in our section. You know, Monty will be there. They're always good. Wyoming will bring their group bowl. You know, so we'll have a nice mix and match there. So that'll be a 5 o'clock start up there, and you know, we'll get our junior high going with them and see where we're at. And then also at the end too, we always have, if there's any fourth, fifth, or sixth graders that are around or come to the meet to watch, we'll have our annual run. Then we always have watermelon afterwards just to kind of have a little fun with them and eat a little watermelon with their kids. So that'll be kind of nice too.
All right. That's always fun to watch those guys go. They don't anticipate what or understand completely what cross country is like. So they don't run a long distance, but boy, it's almost a sprint, and then towards the end it slows down a little bit. But they'll learn.
Yeah, they'll learn. They unfortunately, it's like, you know, hitting the wall philosophy. They hit the wall, they get out way too hot, and it's not fun the last part. But again, if we get the patience early, it's not so bad. So.
Right. Yeah. That's part of learning the sport. So the annual question, who looks good in the conference, and then turn to the section.
Well, you know, it's Canby and us always in the conference. You know, Canby's always has a program traditionally has been dominant over the years, and so it's been kind of a duel me with us on and that. You know, they did lose on the boys' side, they did lose their ace in the front side with our ace, so we mixed and matched that one. So you know, I think that'll be kind of our catch there. Girls side, girls are gonna be in a really dog fight. We've got the girls do it. We lost our ace, but they lost their fourth place gal. So it's gonna be a kind of a mix and match. So we're gonna have to run well. We're gonna have to really step up. And I think we've got some kids that really have made some time in the summer to help. So I think we're gonna be okay. Just gonna come down who's healthy and who's hitting the mark at the right time, peaking at the right time. That'll be the big question. So that's where it kind of looks in the conference meet.
Then section.
Section girls. It's gonna be Laverne in another time zone. Putting it simple. There, I know preseason rank. I think they're ranked fourth in state. And they return everybody off of last year's team that was, I want to say they were fifth at state last year, so they're going to be another one. After that, you know, Candy's girls with their ace on the front side, they got a young Greeks girl that's on the edge of being preseason ranked, so she'll be in there. You know, you've also got a Southwest Christian team that also put together a decent 4x8 distance team at the section of track last year. So, you know, you've got kind of a mix and match in there. And then, you know, Pipestone will be in there, Redwood. Boys side, you know, I think it's going to be, you know, we'll be in that front, I think. But I think we're going to have people nipping on us a little bit of a Redwood team. An MCC team, I think, will also be pushing on us in there. We'll want to make sure they'll fight that one. So that'll be kind of in there. And that's Redwood, I think, is young. I was looking at that. So there's going to be about five teams that'll be kind of nipping and tucking on just who matures and goes. So.
Okay, and the section has moved to the south this year.
Yes, it's to Laverne's good this year, so we get that kind of that flip-flop, which is nice because, you know, after last year's brutal wind and cold we saw last year, it's kind of nice to have a year off on. You know, the bad thing is, you know, we got to travel an hour and a half away to go to Laverne, but that's just the way it is. So, but Laverne will be down there, so then we'll get a chance to see their course in early October,
sure.
So about 2 weeks before the section meets, so we'll get a chance to see that a little bit. So that will be interesting there.
Okay, John, well, thanks for the report this morning. Best of luck on Monday. Paul Rabel will be up in Morris following you around and reporting, and he'll also be in Appleton on Thursday. So if you can't make it, tune in to Q92 for some live coverage and updates on those two cross-country events, and we'll talk to you next Saturday morning on the Culture Show, John.
That sounds good.
John Sherb on cross country for the boys and the girls. We'll take this break. We'll do that opening part with the football coach, Tony Smith, right after these words.
Farmers, Larson Tiling Incorporated of Dawson would like to invite you to stop in and find out how drainage pays. A quality drainage system can greatly increase yields, paying for itself within a few short years and adding back lost income to your bottom line forever. For complete evaluation and drainage system estimate, one-time cost, lifetime yields, Larson Tiling Incorporated proudly uses Golf Line and Gold Flow Pipe manufactured by Prinsgo. Larson Tiling Incorporated of Dawson, serving our entire Q92 listening area since 1948. Call Larson Tiling Incorporated today at 320-769-2596.
This is Paul Ramo for Q92 Sports. I will be in Slayton on Tuesday with the Dawson Boyd Blackjack volleyball team as the Blackjacks take on the Murray County Central Rebels. 7:30 first serve. The Blackjacks are coming off an impressive sweep of the Ortonville Trojans last week in their season opener, giving first-year head coach Andrea Lee her first victory as head coach. So tune in Tuesday, 7:30. It's the Blackjacks and the Rebels in volleyball action right here on Q92.
Hey everyone, it's our 14th annual Walk of Hope. We are the Lacaparra Hope Network Incorporated, and our purpose is to help county residents who are receiving cancer treatments. The Walk of Hope is September 16th at the Veterans Park in Dawson at the south end of Main Street and starts at 5 p.m. We honor those who are cancer survivors and remember those who are not with us. The Little Red Wagon food stand is available for a free will offering. You can buy luminaries and raffle tickets at Wold Agency, Haugen Insurance, board members, or at the walk itself. Some raffle items include quilts, Madison movie passes, Dawson and Madison bucks, a hope chest, a curio cupboard, a wine basket, and more. Board members are Sylvia Sherman, Jane Munson, Joyce Iverson, Carol Femright, Jeff and Chris Hansen, Shirley Hansen, Emily Both and Audrey Ellison, Stan Olson, Lori Ehrenberg, Cleon and Arlene Tilbury, and Susie Haugen. So far in 2018, we've given $35,750 to Lacaparra residents touched by cancer. Your support is greatly appreciated and needed to keep us going. Come to the Walk of Hope, September 16th, 5 p.m. in Dawson. Remember that your pets are more comfortable at home that day and to like us on Facebook. The board of the Lacaparra Hope Network Incorporated wants to say thank you to the Western Guard, Dawson Sentinel, and KLQP Radio for their coverage and support of the Lacaparra Hope Network Incorporated.
There'll be no races this weekend at the Madison Speedway. It was a planned Saturday night off, so no racing on the 25th at the Madison Speedway. The next race night coming up on Monday, Labor Day, September 3rd. Green flag will drop at 6 p.m. That's September 3rd, Labor Day races at the Madison Speedway. Again, no races on Saturday night this weekend at the Madison Speedway.
Good morning. Welcome to the Lacaparra Valley Culture Show. Dick Newman starting the 27th year at Lacaparra Valley. Wow, isn't that amazing? Paul Ramos at the control panel, so I guess we could probably ask some of the coaches here. Both of us could ask some questions, Paul, if you want, so feel free to pipe in here. So start things off talking football with football head football coach and activities director Tony Smith. And welcome back there, Tony.
Good morning, guys.
Yeah. Well, second full year of football for you. You've been with the program ever since you came back and now taking over the head job.
Yeah, second full year. It's nice to have a little bit of an idea of what you're wanting to do. You've laid the groundwork from last year, kind of what you want practices to look like, what you want your routine, your pregame, and all the way through the year. So some of that stuff has already been set up. Maybe tweak it a little bit, things that you liked a little bit better than others. But what's really nice is that there's some continuity.
Yep. Your coaching staff this year.
Yeah, speaking of continuity, we're back to the same group from last year.
Okay.
We have Paul Lowry, who is coaching the defensive line and the offensive line and is the defensive coordinator. Josh Benson, who does quite a few of our special teams. He coaches the running backs and the linebackers. Mark Bjornhild, who is the calls the offensive plays for the JV games. He helps out with the wide receivers and the defensive line. And Michael Weick, who does the defense for the JV, who helps me with the cornerbacks, defensive backs, and then he is also part of the offensive line. So we've got a nice mix of some youth and some experience, but really kind of the common theme is we're there for the kids and enjoy the game of football.
And your junior high staff?
Junior high is also the same. Brent Clemenson, Brian Moen, and Dan Tuckett Sr. are three guys that do a nice job working with those junior high kids.
Yeah, and you've been at practice now for a couple weeks. We're taping this the day before because you're involved in a scrimmage. We'll talk about that a little bit, but let's introduce your team.
Well, we've got a nice balance of numbers as far as seniors and juniors, freshmen and sophomores. So it's kind of a nice mix. As we kind of go through our team here, we've got senior Wyatt Halverson, junior Austin Bond, senior Caden Bjornhild, senior Jacob Ransom, a freshman Nick Fisher, a sophomore Colton Mortensen, a junior Mason Clark, a junior Tanner Buffington, a foreign exchange student, he's a senior, his name is Nato Clovis, who is going to do some kicking for us.
All right. I like foreign exchange students that kick.
Yes. Where's he from?
You hear that a lot, don't you?
Yeah.
I believe he is from Brazil.
Okay.
He speaks very good English. It's just the nuances of football and when is he going to go out for a field goal or kickoff or those are things that we're learning on the go here. As we continue down our roster, senior Dane Hawes, sophomore Dustin Piotr, freshman Dane Mortensen, sophomore Carter Amlin, junior Leighton Whitnable, freshman Avery Whitnable, sophomore Eli Lowry, junior Tyler Fisher, senior Trevor Gearman, junior Tucker Drugsma, freshman John Fairchild, junior Trinity Lindner, sophomore Cody Osland, junior Derek Jenny, sophomore Steven Johnson, freshman Blake Wilschlager, senior Damon Coots, freshman Xander Banky, freshman Derek Molden, freshman Landon Sherm, and freshman Tyler Schickadance.
Okay.
Yeah.
A good mixture of some familiar names and unfamiliar names that will become familiar as the season goes along. You probably went off your numbers on your roster is what you did it rather than introducing it by grade level.
Yeah, I just went down. I had my sheet here, and I thought, well, that's the best way for me not to forget somebody.
Well, yeah, you don't want to do that.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, so how many lettermen back this year?
We return, I believe it was 14 lettermen from last year's team.
And you're missing, sure it's a little different at practice without a Peyton Mortensen on the field there or Beck or whatever, huh?
Yeah, and that was kind of our conversation Thursday night. We had to meet the Eagles, and it was kind of an interesting, you always think about, okay, well, we're going to have to replace this guy or replace that guy. But in a conversation that I had, someone very wisely had stated, well, but our sophomores are now juniors, our juniors are now seniors, and they're looking to maybe not necessarily replace because, you know, we had some guys that were tough to replace, but some guys that are looking to step in and become that new person and bring their own mix and their own sense of skills to the football field and so that we try to mix and match that as best we can.
Yeah. Good leadership this year?
Very good leadership. Our seniors, our captains are senior Wyatt Halverson, senior Dane Hawes, senior Trevor Gearman, and then junior Leighton Whitnable and junior Mason Clark. And so we've got a couple of underclassmen and then the three seniors. But really what we try to do is not only the captains kind of leading the charge, but also kind of helping each other along the way. When do they need when do they need a swift kick to the backside as a friendly reminder, and when do they just need a pat on the back? And that kind of turns into that balance and helping the younger kids along and making them feel like they're a part of the team and that then moving forward, that's kind of the expectation that each group wants to develop and have so that there is some camaraderie both 9 through 12.
Well, naming those five captains, they're all good students. They're all experienced in athletics, not only football, but throughout the other seasons. And like you mentioned, good young men, and they will lead the troops along very fine.
Absolutely, and you know, you take a look at it, and you can tell who are some of the leaders, even in the freshman group and in the sophomore class, and so you can kind of already start to see some of those things shaping up as it goes along.
Okay, well, I know you're excited to start the season out, and actually, it does start today. You get a little flow of what's going to be happening throughout the rest of the season in a scrimmage up in Benson. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, this is the second year, I believe, that we have gone to, this is the third year now that we are up in Benson. We were going down to Lakeview, and it was, you'd scrimmage, and then you'd take some time off, and then you'd scrimmage, and it turned into kind of a long day. And then just kind of in some coordinating with some other coaches, we decided that we were going to go up to Benson. And so there are four teams, Lac-a-Parle, Benson, Ortonville, and KMS. And so the four of us have gotten together. And because we play Ortonville during the year and Benson plays KMS during the year, that's actually the first game of the year for both of those teams this year. But we now only play have those two scrimmages, which with our numbers, we're up a little bit from last year, but with our numbers, the 30-31 range, two scrimmages is great plenty. And we'll get plenty of reps and get our work in and have a chance to finally hit somebody else from a different team or a different colored jersey for the first time in 2 weeks. And you're right, the kids are very excited. The coaches are excited. Something now we can put on film and start to look at and say, okay, these are the things that we're doing well. These are the things we need to work on.
That starts when today?
It starts at 10 o'clock this morning. And so we will scrimmage KMS first and then Benson to finish up the morning. And we'll be back around 12:30, 1 o'clock.
Yeah, okay. Well, looking at your schedule then, this up-and-coming year.
Well, our schedule is basically the opposite of last year as far as home and away. The opponents are still the same from last year. Next year we'll have a new one, but we'll take a look at that, worry about that next year. Friday the 31st of August, we travel down to Wabasso to take on the Rabbits, which was a very interesting game last year.
It was.
What was the score, 25-24?
Yeah.
And it was kind of interesting before the game. Coach Kemp comes up to me and says, hey, we're kind of expecting ourselves to be pretty good. We returned 15 or 18 kids. I said, well, that's good. And I said, well, we'll see what we can offer you tonight. And I'll give our kids a ton of credit. And we talked about it that following Saturday. We played our tails off, and we're within one or two plays of taking the team that was in the eventual, or was eventually in the state championship, giving them their opening season loss. But it wasn't meant to be, and it was kind of a sign of things to come for them, and it was a sign of things to come for us.
Yeah, I remember that game real well, Tony. You guys led the whole game until that last drive. Their quarterback, Nick Altermat, had that last drive, and he's not with the Wabasso Rabbits this year. So
no, thank goodness, he's off into college, and he is actually playing baseball at Mankato State,
right.
I believe.
Yep. He is, yep.
So we are thankful for that he is no longer a Rabbit. Yep. But
they did play in the state championship last year against Mineota and at U.S. Bank Stadium, and that would be a thrill for them and their fans. And so nice to go down there and pick up a win in Wabasso.
Yeah, we've haven't had the best of luck going down there, but this is a new year, new team, and we'll see what happens. Then the following Friday, September 7th, we host Lakeview at home, and then the 14th of September, New Ulm Cathedral will come to Lac-a-Parle this year, and that was quite a game last year down there. Gertis kicking that game-winning field goal with, I don't know, less than 30 seconds to go or whatever it was.
And one of my favorite memories of the year. It took me along on the bus. I remember that, huh?
Yep. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, great ride coming home with a great victory there.
Yeah, and also that night, we're going to be, that's kind of the night that it was the Bill Beck ceremony over in Appleton, both the Friday and Saturday. We're going to them that night. Also do our tackle cancer night that night. And so there'll be more information on that as we move along. And then on the 21st, we go to Dawson Boyd. And then on the 28th, oh, last year, the Dawson Boyd, that was the Thunder and Lightning Bowl that night. We sat there for quite some time. And then the 28th, we host Camby. That night, we are going to be having senior night. And then we have October 5th, we go to Granite Falls to play YME. Then on October 12th, we host Ortonville, and that is homecoming week. That's the homecoming game is Ortonville on October 12th. So we have all the festivities going on that week in October there.
And you got a former Eagle on the Ortonville coaching staff, and Danny Tucker Jr.
You know, I saw that. I was looking through the Minnesota State High School League, and I saw his name, and I thought, well, what are the chances that there's another one? But I was told Thursday night at the Meet the Eagles that he is definitely, that is the Danny Tuckett.
Playing a big part as a part of the defensive coordinator on that.
Really?
On
okay. Well, good,
this year, so.
Good for him.
Yep.
And then we finish up our year Wednesday night, October 17th, going to Minneota, which is always they're always a power in the game of football, and I'm sure that they will be very, very competitive again this fall.
Well, that's my next question. What teams look tough throughout your schedule? And you just mentioned one of them.
Yeah, I would say Minneota. Dawson, I would say, is going to be a very difficult opponent as well for a lot of different people. Never quite sure what you're going to have as far as New Ulm Cathedral. They graduated a lot of kids last year off of that team. Wabasso, they're usually, they may not have the big names, but I'm sure that they'll be very well coached and they'll have some kids out there. And some of these other teams, I mean, they've got some individual players that can definitely hurt you. You just try to limit that as best you can, and in Ortonville and Granite Falls and Camby and Lakeview. So I wouldn't exactly look at our schedule and say there's a for sure win on either one of those. It's going to be a battle each and every night.
Yeah. Well, conditioning and the breaks make a lot of difference. And I know historically, Lacaparo Valley is always in good shape, and they get wore down because of lack of numbers sometimes, but they fight to the bitter end.
Yeah, and last year, obviously, we were we won the turnover battle, but we also didn't get bitten by the injury bug, and we're kind of hoping and praying on that game again this year too.
Yeah.
And so we're each and every one of us are excited, and as I told the guys on Friday at practice, I said that first play of scrimmage on Saturday, be ready. Let's not get to film and see feet going up in the air because we weren't ready to go.
Yeah.
Right? Let's be ready to play off that first one and then see. Let's go from there. We're going to make mistakes and they're going to be correctable, but just play hard.
Yep. Okay, Tony. Well, thanks for the chat this morning. Best of luck up there, and we'll knock on wood as far as injuries are concerned. Best of luck throughout the season, starting with that first game on the road at Wabasso. Paul will be there broadcasting. So
great.
If you can't make it, tune in and listen to Paul. He never gets excited at athletic events.
Never.
I think we should mic the coaching staff up this year for the broadcast.
Well, I don't know if we need to do that quite yet. Everyone doesn't need the access at this point.
Okay. That's Tony Smith on football. We'll take this break and have more of the Culture Show after this.
Want to know what I like best about high school sports? I love watching my son run on the field. I love the fact that since he's been playing high school sports, he's making better decisions. And I love knowing that with the proper equipment, education, conditioning, and coaching, high school sports here in Minnesota are safer than ever before. And that's something I really love.
This message presented by the Minnesota State High School League and the Minnesota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Olson Sanitation, serving all of Lac-a-Parle and Yellow Medicine County and parts of Lyon County. Olson Sanitation offers complete garbage and recycling service, including residential, commercial, rural, and roll-off service. You can call their toll-free 1-800-420-1914. That's 1-800-420-1914. Olson Sanitation, serving all of Lac-a-Parle and Yellow Medicine County and parts of Lyon County.
Now at Menards, save big money on your next project with 11% off everything. Tackle mold with Concrobium. Pick up mold control spray or get the aerosol for tougher-to-reach places. They both eliminate, clean up, and prevent mold. Your choice, $7.11 after sale price and 11% off. Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Good through August 25th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi, my name is Hunter Cleveland, and I am a member of the Freeland Telstars. I'm inviting you to come on down to the Lac-a-Parle County Fair, September 6th through the 9th. I will be showing my pigs on Friday in the arena at 8 o'clock a.m. Make sure you take a seat in the 4-H food stand and try some of the great food. Come on to the Lac-a-Parle County Fair on September 6th through the 9th. Thanks for cheering on the 4-H youth.
There'll be no races this weekend at the Madison Speedway. It was a planned Saturday night off, so no racing on the 25th at the Madison Speedway. The next race night coming up on Monday, Labor Day, September 3rd. Green flag will drop at 6 p.m. That's September 3rd, Labor Day races at the Madison Speedway. Again, no races on Saturday night this weekend at the Madison Speedway.
Back here at the studio here in Madison, Dr. Brent Hacker is in the studio, and we'll be doing this interview live. So welcome back once again, Dr. Hacker.
Hey, thanks much. We're back for another season of tennis here.
Gosh. So. And what happens is you're a third of the way into the schedule already.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we hit the ground running. We started practice Monday, and we're playing by Friday.
Oh,
so.
Wow. Well, let's introduce your squad.
Sounds good. So kind of just starting with our varsity players.
Sure.
We lost our big three last year, so was Ashtonoy, Courtney Hansen, Molly Hacker. Really, really have been building. Right now, we've got back a number of juniors. We're really thankful to have them out. Playing one singles for us is Anna Hacker right now. Two singles is Addie Oy. Three singles is an eighth grader, Caitlin Whitnable. She's stepping up, doing a great job. And we also have an eighth grader, number four singles, Madeline Matthews. And they've really, you may have been taking some lumps, but boy, their games have really improved quickly. Over at doubles, we have Jessica Sigdahl, who played that position for us last year. So that's our one spot that's returning for us. And then Rachel Halverson is teaming with her. Courtney had graduated. So yeah. Veda Maharaj is a Dawson player, a junior, playing two doubles, and she's playing with Bree Koloff. Three doubles for us. It's been changing around. Right now, it's been Sarah Halverson and Ashton Kittleson. But we've got a number of players kind of on the bubble there, including Claire Lowry, who's been doing a nice job, another eighth grader. Calista Borman, an eighth grader. And then Jade Bukowski is from Dawson. And then Kylie Wendiger is from Dawson also. And the last two are juniors. So
okay.
We also have some new folks out this year, which is great to see. Abby Frank is playing, Taylin Jorgensen, Gracie Harding. That's some folks who are brand new to tennis, and I'm really thankful they're out and hopefully having a good time.
There you go. So good numbers once again.
Yeah, we're going to, I heard we're probably going to pick up one more seventh grader once school starts, and it sounds like there's a foreign exchange student who will join us.
Okay.
So I think we're going to be around 20-ish, 20, 21. So, yeah, enough to get our varsity squad out there and get a JV squad out there,
yep.
too.
And your coaching staff?
Yeah, it's myself. So I'm back again for another year in Austin, Ireland, who just does an awesome job with the JV and helping with the varsity. He is a para over in Dawson. He's got about 17 other jobs, it sounds like. The guy never sleeps or rests, I don't think. But he does a great job. He brings a lot of energy and enthusiasm. We're lucky to have him.
Good, good.
Yep.
Well, you mentioned you're well into your season, so let's hear about it so far.
Yeah, well, I'll give you the quick summary, I guess. So we're already six matches in, and we've only got about 13, 14 for the season, so we're a good third of the way or more at this point. Our first match of the season, we lined up against Pipestone. Pipestone, solid team this year. We ended up losing 6-1. They fielded 10 seniors and 3 juniors.
Wow.
Which is, when you're looking at tennis teams, that's nice to have. So good for them. They had a nice match. They beat us 6-1. And then we traveled down to Laverne, where we play a triangular with a couple of the toughest teams we see usually during the season, and that's Laverne, who they always have a solid team, and United South Central, which is kind of a Wells. It's about a couple east, hours, almost east of Laverne. So we come from the north, and they come from the east. We meet up in Laverne. We ended up losing to USC 5-2. We picked up wins at one singles with Anna Hacker and then two doubles with Bree Kalhoff and Veda Maharaj. We had some nice matches as well, a couple that looked like it could have gone either way, but ended up losing 5-2. And then Laverne, we ended up losing 6-1-2. We picked up the win at two doubles again with Bree Kalhoff and Veda Maharaj. And actually, I know we can get to this, but they're unbeaten so far on this season. Good. So that's our strong point right now. After that, we went to Redwood this past Thursday, and we ended up beating Redwood 5-2, so that we picked up our first win the season. And we ended up losing at the four singles and the three doubles, but all the 1-2 and three singles and the 1-2 doubles picked up wins, so that was nice for them.
Good.
You know, it's hard when you get out on the court and every time, even if you're doing a good job, if the scores don't help you out once in a while, it's hard to stay positive and stay focused. So that was nice to pick up a win there. And then yesterday we hosted Marshall and Milbank. We got rain delayed for a couple hours, but then we had some beautiful tennis weather. We ended up playing under the lights until about 10:30 last night. We were able to get everything in. We ended up picking up a win against Marshall and then a loss to Milbank yesterday.
Okay.
Yep. So that brings us up to where we're at.
Yep.
And this coming week now, we host Melrose on Tuesday, and then we'll be up in Sauk Center on Thursday of this coming week already.
Okay.
And then really we pretty much play Tuesdays and Thursdays throughout the month of September, and we're playing conference tennis the last Saturday of September already.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, well, it ends in a hurry.
We start in a hurry, and it gets over in a hurry, exactly.
You also have some junior high events, so you got to keep those gals busy as well.
Yeah, we do.
This week.
Yep, we do. We have matches on Tuesday and Thursday, and I don't remember.
I think Monday at home against...
or Tuesday?
Oh, that's junior high volleyball. No,
yep, that's okay. Yeah.
Tuesday and Thursday, yeah.
Yep, yep. So we've got one away for JV and one home for JV, I think, as well. So,
yeah. All right, well... Thanks for the talk.
Yeah, thanks for having me and letting me introduce my team, and hopefully we'll visit some more this year.
We'll talk to you again next Saturday morning.
Thanks much, Dick.
Dr. Brand Hacker on Girls Tennis will take this break and be talking volleyball with a new volleyball coach after this.
See a movie at the Grand Theater in Madison, Minnesota, showing Friday, August 24th through Monday, August 27th. In Theater 1, it's Mission Impossible Fallout. That's Mission Impossible Fallout, rated R. It's 2.5 hours long. It'll show once nightly at 7, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. No second showing any night of Mission Impossible. In Theater 2, held over a good comedy, The Spy Who Dumped Me. That's The Spy Who Dumped Me, rated R, in Theater Number 2. Shows at 7 and 9:15 Friday and Saturday. Once nightly at 7, Sunday and Monday at the Grand. August 25th today, happy birthday going out to John Wallman, Jeff Olson in Dawson with Olson Sanitation, Sherry Gruby, Dennis Siegschlag, Tress Vonderhaar, Ryan Chernus, Kim Thompson in Dawson. And then tomorrow, the 26th, happy birthday to Q92's very own Dick Newman, Denise Fitzpatrick, Caitlin Halderson, Paul Zarbach, Lauren Neldner, Gene Strike, Heidi Herzberg with a birthday tomorrow, Vicky Long-Henry, Danielle Wager, and happy anniversary tomorrow to John and Darcy DeLean. Hope you all have a super weekend.
Hello, this is Andrew Schmidt with Farmers and Merchants State Bank of Appleton. At Farmers and Merchants, we are locally owned and operated and have been since 1915. We are your full-service bank, offering a variety of loans and insurance products. We also now offer mobile banking and remote deposit capture. Stop in today and talk to one of our helpful employees on any questions you may have or just to say hi. Farmers and Merchants, you'll find us friendly.
And welcome back to the Saturday Morning Coaches Show here on Q92. And we're going to turn our attention to La Caparo Valley Volleyball with first-year head coach Ainsley Anderson. And Ainsley joins me by phone. Good morning, Ainsley.
Good morning.
Well, first of all, congratulations on landing the head coaching job at La Caparo Valley.
Thank you. I'm very excited for the new change this year.
Yeah, a whole new coaching staff, too. You guys working hard?
Yes, we are working very hard. It's been a good first couple weeks together.
Okay, get to know each other, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, tell our listeners a little bit about yourself. This isn't. Have you been on the volleyball staff a couple years, haven't you?
Yep, I coached JV the last 2 years.
Okay, and why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, Ainsley, where you're from, where you graduated from?
All right, I am originally from Grafton, North Dakota, which is about 2 hours straight north of Fargo. Played volleyball all through high school, played a little bit of basketball. After high school, I went to MSUM in Moorhead and studied education. And I worked in a perm for a couple of years, and now I'm down in Appleton teaching second grade for my third year here.
At Appleton Milan High, Elementary, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, you ready for the school season to start?
I am. I'm actually very excited for the first day of school and getting back into a routine of things.
Yep, for sure. Married?
I am married. I got married in 2017 that summer. And
still a newlywed then?
Huh?
Still a newlywed then?
We are still newlyweds. We just celebrated our one-year anniversary this summer, and it was crazy that a year had already gone by.
You got some good news to share, too, I understand, huh?
Yeah, we are expecting our first child in February, so...
Well, congratulations.
It's been a lot of exciting things. Thank you.
Yeah, well, congratulations, Ainsley. That's awesome. So, yeah, you planned that right, not during volleyball season, right?
Yes, it worked out perfectly.
Well, good. We're happy for you. Well, why don't you introduce your volleyball team to us this year?
All right. So on varsity this year, we have Ashlyn Whitnable as one of our outside hitters. She is a junior, and she's a returning varsity member. We also have Sydney Gertis, and she's actually switching roles up a little bit this year. She's going to be our libero, and we're very excited for her to step up in this new position. She's been doing really well in practice so far. We have Haley Wolfschlager, who's one of our many seniors that we have this year. She is an outside hitter and a defensive specialist in the outside position. She's a great player. She was our libero this year, but we're hoping to see good things out of her in that outside position this year.
Okay.
We have Savannah Dufresne, who is one of our middle hitters as well. She is a really good middle hit, and we're really excited to see her knock some down this fall. Lindsay Kranz is moving to, she played a little bit of right side last year, but we're officially moving her over to our right side hitter this year. It's amazing to see the difference in her hitting from middle to right side. She's absolutely outstanding over there.
Okay.
And she's a good block, so.
Yep.
She's nice to have over there blocking that strong side.
Okay.
Michaela Wilding is coming back, and she's our defensive specialist on the right side. Carly Siebslag is another one of our outside hitters. Callie Sulier will be starting varsity this year as one of our middle hitters, and she, I think, can get a touch on almost 90% of the balls that the other team hits over the net. It's crazy how well she does with blocking.
She's, she's pretty tall, too, isn't she?
Yeah. I think I tell her every day how I don't know how she touches half of the balls she does. Our back row really appreciates her.
Yep, I'm sure.
We also have Sydney Weber, who's another one of our outside positions. She has a great hit when she's on, and she's doing really well in practice right now. Josie Munsterman is our returning setter, and we're really excited to start her off on varsity this year. She really stepped up last year towards the end of the season, going from JV to varsity. So we're hoping good things from her. And then we also have Taylor Kittleson this year, who's kind of our backup setter. She's really grown in the offseason and has some really nice sets. So hopefully we'll be able to pull her into some games too. Mm-hmm. And then we have Tori Bungarden, who she can step into really any position that we need her to. She can hit in almost any position, which is a really valuable thing in a player.
Right. Yep, exactly. She's a talented athlete, too.
Yes, she is.
Yep, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. She's related to me, so that's why. So. Anyway, yeah, is that it then?
Yep, that is all we have on varsity for right now.
Well, it's mostly a senior-led team then, huh?
Yeah, we have six seniors this year.
Okay. Yeah, looking for great things there. And, of course, setting is such a huge part of volleyball. And who did you say? You had Josie there this year?
Yep, Josie Munsterman.
Okay. And she does a good job of setting?
Yeah, she does a great job, and she works really hard at it. Any pointers that you give her, tips that you give her, she takes them right away and definitely puts them to work. So it's really good to have a setter who is willing to just constantly work on getting better and better. She's a good team leader, too.
Okay, real good. And who's helping you on the coaching staff this year, Ainsley?
I have Molly Hennin, who is originally from Minnesota. She is our junior varsity coach this year. And we have Molly Tostenson, who's from Montevideo. She is our C-Squad coach this year.
Okay. And two Mollies there then.
Yes, two Mollies.
All right. Yeah, that's great. And talk about you started practice a couple weeks ago, and I believe you had a scrimmage already, right?
Yes, we started practice last Monday the 13th, and we've been going strong ever since. This Monday, we scrimmaged CGB, which is really good to just kind of see where the girls were at after that first week of practice. And we held our own. The girls played really well, and it's definitely the girls are much more aggressive this year than they've been in the years past since I've been here.
Good.
So that was really good to see just how much more they hit the ball and how much more they talk to each other.
Yep.
And I think it was beneficial for them too, because a couple of the girls afterwards came and said, wow, we talked so much more than we have before. So,
communication on the court is vital, isn't it?
Oh, it's huge. Yeah, I tell them, sorry, girls, but you're going to get sick of me saying this, but you should be talking the entire time.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Talk about the Camden Conference, Ainsley. Who do you see as some of the favorites and some of the tough matches during the season?
Some of our toughest matches, I think, are definitely going to be against like Minnesota and let me see if I can see my schedule here. I know last year we went to 5 with KMS, so this year I'm hoping that we can maybe pull it out in 3 or 4 this year. Just really work on this. We had a lot of close games last year, and I'm hoping that they can be ones that we pull through on top instead of on bottom this year.
Yep. And I think you play Minnesota in the middle of September sometime, so they're the state runners-up from last year. And, of course, your assistant coach, Molly Hennin's got two sisters that start on the Viking team, so that'll be a good night, huh?
Yeah, she said she's excited and that she would love to win that night.
That'd be
especially because it's in Minnesota, so.
Oh, it is, okay. Yeah,
she'd have a little extra bragging rights.
There you go. Yeah, and they've kind of renovated their gym in Minnesota, and can't wait to see that. So, when's your season opener, Ainsley?
We play on September 4th. We have our first game against Lakeview at Lacaparo.
Okay.
So looking forward to that.
Yep, you jump right into it then, and it's like every other day. You got Canby on the 6th, I see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep, we go for the whole month of September.
All right, looking forward to doing some volleyball matches on the radio here this year again. And, best of luck, Ainsley, and during the volleyball season here, and looking forward to a great season for the Eagles.
Thank you, so am I.
Yeah. Did we cover everything? We got anything else to talk about this morning, or?
I think that's everything.
Okay, real good.
I can think of.
Yeah, see, that was painless, wasn't it, your first coach's show?
Yeah, not too bad. Not too bad.
Well, you did a great job, so.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Are you enjoying being head coach?
I am, yep. Okay. I really enjoy it.
It's kind of
figured it out, and.
It's a lot of more responsibility, like organization and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think. And I told Tony that once I kind of get it underway and the season starts, it's nice. But, yeah, definitely in charge of a lot more things than I was with JV.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, we'll see you September 4th then, Ainsley.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. That's Ainsley Anderson, the head coach of the Lacaparo Valley volleyball team. And we'll take a commercial break. Come back with more of the Coaches Show right after this.
The Genio Turkey Store Feed Mill in Dawson is proud to be a local consumer of locally produced corn and soy meal. You can call Dan Struxness at 320-769-4444.
4851 for information on feed. And Genio Turkey Store Feed Mill is happy to support local high school sports here on Q92. And good luck to all area teams and athletes. Genio Turkey Store Feed Mill in Dawson.
Hey, welcome back to the Culture Show. First one down for another year, so Paul Ramo helped out today with a couple interviews, some questions to Tony Smith and doing Ainsley Anderson on the volleyball. So thanks, Paul, for doing that. Well, I know some of you are anxiously waiting the Dick Newman sick jokes of the week, so I got three of them for you.
I'm waiting for
it. All right. Well, the whole title of these things is... am I getting to that age, you know, about the older years? Well, first off, the easiest way to find something lost around the house is to buy a replacement. And secondly, aging, eventually you will reach a point when you stop lying about your age and start bragging about it. And finally, employment application blanks always ask who is to be called in case of an emergency. I think I should write on that, an ambulance.
Well, just wait. I want to wish Dick a happy birthday tomorrow, Dick.
All right.
Yeah.
Another day in paradise,
Another day
Paul.
In paradise. Huh? Happy birthday tomorrow.
So. Well, thanks for listening to the Culture Show. We're off and running here. Everything except for volleyball will have an event by this time next week, and in some cases two or three events. Yeah. So. And tune in again next week for the Culture Show. And just remember, you don't have to play a sport to be one.